This is CJ Kinney for Esoterica, a short feature which delves into the realms of the extraordinary. And today I'm talking esoteric, of course. But did you know that esoterica refers to things understood by or intended for a select few? The word itself is derived from the Greek esoterikos, meaning belonging to an inner circle, emphasizing exclusivity and hidden mystical or philosophical traditions, practices, or ideas. And while we here at Esoterica seek to make the esoteric or hidden exoteric or known, not everyone does or has, because throughout human history, those that do have risked being ostracized, canceled, and even killed for espousing ideas that go against the grain. Think Jesus, crucified for teaching love and forgiveness above all else, or Socrates, the father of Western philosophy, made to drink poisonous hemlock for challenging prevailing ideas, or Joan of Arc, burned at the stake for defying gender norms along with the political and spiritual norms of the day. These are just three who dared enlighten the masses, but the dead bodies of the rest litter history's timeline like the dire warnings they are. Those who dare to make the esoteric exoteric risk some serious consequences. And this is why we here at Esoterica will never run out of topics or the zeal to bring things into the light, because there are an endless plethora of underground and even sneakily pervasive ideas and practices, some of which hide in plain sight. Take Plato's allegory of the prisoners in the cave. Plato was Socrates' student, and given that his teacher was put to death for being blatant about his ideas, Plato came up with some ingenious ways to get his point across to those who could glean the deeper esoteric meaning, while for those who could not, the exoteric would serve as a convincing literary beard, if you will, hiding in plain sight that which Plato was really saying. So, in the prisoners of the cave, people are chained in almost darkness with no knowledge of the world outside. They see only shadows on the cave walls and so believe these shadows to be reality. But then one of them gets free and experiences the larger world behind the cave. It is at first profoundly disturbing as enlightenment begins to replace the comfort of disillusion. And eventually the joy of knowing the truth replaces all the shock, and the freed prisoner returns to the cave with the good news. But, still held captive, the prisoners find his news absurd, reacting with hostility and disbelieving mockery. Even though true, the prisoners are so entrenched in their limited understanding that they reject the idea of anything which contradicts, reflecting the resistance people, especially those in power, often show towards uncomfortable truths. Plato's allegory, while conceived about 400 or so years BC, is also applicable today, as you don't need to be chained in a cave to be trapped in a false reality. For instance, the cave could just as easily be the screens we now watch 24/7, consuming digital illusions of eye candy, porn, and quote-unquote news, curated for our consumption by God knows who, all designed to keep us in our caves, addicted to the rapid-fire release of dopamine such absorption delivers. This can trap us in a difficult-to-break cycle of craving and consumption as we increasingly choose to watch the proverbial shadows on the walls of the cave we have become unaware is surrounding us, instead of breaking free to live our very best, fully conscious, authentically intentional lives. And this is why it's important to explore the esoteric and not simply be satisfied with the exoteric, because it is the hero's purpose to journey and battle through illusion, whether cave or screen, to reach enlightenment so that they can show others how to break free and grow too. And just in case it isn't obvious, the hero in this journey is you. So put down the screen and get off the couch. A whole world of, as yet unimaginable, challenges and delights await just right outside your door and comfort zone. For Esoterica, this is CJ Kinney, wishing you bon voyage and happy trails.